You're listening to the Sports Map Radio Network, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at boomernaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off.
Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. The Friday edition. Let's get into the weekend feeling good with the good of the day.
Oh, the good of the day is something only the NBA bubble can provide.
All right.
Kyle Lowry told Aaron Goldman during their game yesterday, "Why don't you come meet me at my hotel room?" After Gordon called him a little beep.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Could you ever imagine that happening anywhere else?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Well, are they in the same hotel?
Well, that's a good question. I'm assuming they are.
Yeah, I'm assuming too.
But I think that's just kind of funny that we've come to that. Come meet me at my hotel room.
Come meet me at my hotel room and we can social distance and duke it out. Well, we'll have to take these badges and throw them off to the corner.
Do you think slipped him a key?
Right? That's great. That's great. Yeah, this is the new quarantine world we're living in where you can have, this is the kind of trash talking you're getting inside the bubble now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Come say that to my face.
Yeah.
By the mini fridge in my hotel room.
Exactly. It's great. That's awesome. Ah, this bubble life. When is it going to get old? That's my biggest question. When is it going to get... When are the reports like, these guys are really hating this now?
Listen, I mean, you know, the story... I'm enjoying the stories that we're getting where, you know, one team is telling another team how to beat another team.
Right.
Poolside.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like that.
You know, I mean, these things probably happened in the club or something like that, but it just sounds better. Like, yeah, they're just all, you know, hanging out by the pool and it's like, hey, you guys want to know how to stop Giannis? And now we have this where, you know, two guys are on the court, probably passed each other in the hallway a bunch of times. And he's like, hey, come to my hotel room and say that to my face.
Yeah, exactly. Come to my hotel. Away from the prying eyes of the NBA.
That's right.
Seriously, though, when do you get to a point where you're like, look, this is a nice hotel. These accommodations are great. We're not staying in a dump. But, man, I got to go home.
Well, I don't know. Okay. This was in 2002. My parents' house burnt down.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And they had to stay in a hotel. And it was my parents and my two younger brothers who, you know, were in high school at the time. And they lived in a hotel all through the summer and spilled into the beginning part of the school year.
Oh, okay. So they have some perspective of what that might be like.
Yeah, until they were able to find a house. My mom absolutely loved it.
So she was fine with it even after weeks and weeks.
Well, the thing that she didn't like was that, you know, they would move her from one room to another sometimes.
Yeah, that's not good.
That was the only issue, is that they had to have a standard room. But my stepfather's a lawyer and really raked the insurance company, you know, fine-tooth them. It's like, hey, you say here, you know, I've been paying for total compensation for loss of livelihood or whatever. We would need a kitchen, and we don't have a kitchen, so you guys have to replace that with food.
Oh, nice. Well done.
And so it was room service all the time, or they went down to the restaurant in the hotel and had a great time. I mean, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I never had an issue going to visit them because I always had a hotel room.
My question is, though, I mean, did they like it 3 months in? It's all the stuff you mentioned are cool.
Yeah, they
all of us go, yeah, I'd love that room service, restaurants, a hotel. But when do you go, that's enough? I can't live here anymore. I can't go downstairs and go to the same restaurant or have food delivered. I want to go food shopping and make my own stuff. And I want to sit in my own couch and watch TV. And I don't want somebody making my bed. I want to be, I just want my house. Like, when do these basketball players go, I love this, I loved it the first week, but my God, it's 2 months of this, and I can't do it anymore.
There was Noah did reach a point for my mom. She didn't mind the room service every day, coming in and cleaning up the room. When she hated because every once in a while, I mean, for most of the time they were there, they were given the presidential suite. That's what they called the presidential suite, which was a much bigger room, had like a living room. It felt like a condo. But it was during those times, during those weeks where that room was rented out, that they had to just be in a regular hotel room. They would have two rooms next to each other, adjoining rooms. But she's like, you know, she's like, sometimes I just want to sit on a couch. And I don't have one.
So that's my thing. I mean, listen, if you're down 3-0 in the playoff series, are you fighting back? Are you going, look, the good news is we get to go home.
Right.
Like, the good news is we get to get the hell out of here. Yeah, we've been here for 2 months. We ain't coming back. We ain't roaring back to four straight victories against Giannis. Let's just get the hell out of here and go
home. Here's the other big difference that I see, that I think it would have been a much more pleasurable experience had it been a resort. Now, these guys are in a resort. They have pools. They have golf courses. This was a nice hotel in the middle of a city.
Yeah. So
I mean, you know, across the street, there was a mall and movie theaters. There was this stuff. But the hotel had a pool that looks like just a normal, regular old pool.
Gotcha.
You know, there was no frills to it, no water slide, no nothing, no lazy rivers or anything like that, like these guys are probably experiencing.
All right, well, let's get to the bad of the day.
The bad of the day is I'm going to have to give it to Yankees manager Aaron Boone for complaining to umpires before their game against Philadelphia about some unruly fans who were blowing air horns and banging drums outside the stadium.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
So apparently these group of fans are calling themselves the Fandemic.
And that's kind of neat.
Yeah, they gather in it looks like maybe a bar or a lobby. I'm not sure. It's a big open space that is just outside the stadium. It's in a way where you can kind of see in, kind of like I guess if you were to meet on top of the rooftop outside Wrigley Field. Now that I think that's closer.
Yeah.
But they're able to kind of see in the game, and they've just been over there. And every time, like, the Yankee batters are getting ready to hit, or, you know, pitchers are on the mound, they're constantly blowing air horns, banging drums. They're just being rude and obnoxious people.
What do they want the officials to do?
There's nothing you can do. They're outside the stadium.
It's one thing to go to the umpire and say, I think this is an outrage, but what do you want the ump to do? Go outside and tell those guys to go home?
Yeah.
Like, what authority does an umpire have outside an arena, a stadium?
Are you going to go to the Phillies and give them a warning? Say, listen, those guys out there way outside the fan, you know, past the outfield on the other side of the street, they're being obnoxious.
And the Phillies could be like, we have nothing to do with this. Like, what do you want us to do?
Yeah.
We're not forfeiting this game because fans are
you talking
blowing
about
air
the,
horns across the way.
You talking about that one cardboard cutout guy? Is he bothering you?
Is he bothering
you? We could move him down to section 3.
I saw something on Twitter real quick before we get to the dumb. I saw Marlins man. Somebody asked him to like try to sneak into a game. And I thought my brain started to process. Are there going to be people that are going to try to sneak in?
There have
and
been.
Sit very calmly without getting caught. Have there been already?
I think there have been.
Did I miss this?
I think there.
Did I miss this story?
Yeah, I'll look it up. I think there were some fans that snuck into a baseball game.
Like, I will sneak in. I will sit near the cardboard stuff, and I'll just be I'll be still as. And nobody will notice me unless they are on top of me, unless they come down to see me. But I'll be stiff until. Until I'm noticed. I think that's great. I think it's great. I don't want, you know, I can't imagine a whole bevy of people trying to break in would be a bad thing, but.
Are they just going to all storm the gate at the same time?
You know the professionals, the one that are like, I've broken into every Super Bowl since 1986.
Yes.
That guy, right? You may not know me, but I have gate crashed every sporting event in the last 22 years. This one's got to be on the record.
I typed in fans sneak into baseball game, right? I can't find. I swear I saw it somewhere where fans snuck into the game. But there's a couple of YouTube videos to tell you how to sneak in. One of them is how to sneak into any game, and another one is sneaking into LA Dodgers games.
That's great.
So, I mean, there's YouTube videos of how to do it.
If there's a guy that I want to see do it, it's Marlins Man. Can you imagine Marlins Man just sitting there?
Well, wouldn't he stand out? He's always wearing a bright orange shirt.
Oh, yeah, but he would be in for like half an inning before they went, wait a minute, hold on, that's Marlins Man, go get him.
Do you sit there and try to act like a cardboard cutout?
Yeah.
Just don't move.
And Marlins man's got some money. Could he just be like, look, I'm one of the biggest national fans you have. How about this? I will pay whatever it takes to for me to buy myself to sit behind home plate for this one game just to say I went to a game during the pandemic.
Yeah, could you do that
I'll
for super
charity?
Like, okay, for instance, could you if the Lakers make the finals, is there a way for you to bring Jack?
Yeah, that's a good question. Could Jack be like, look, I'll pay $1 million, go through testing, wear a mask, I want to sit
in my normal seat.
In my normal seat during this quarantine because this is so unique, I want to say I did it.
Yeah.
I'll pay whatever you want. I'll give money to charity. I'll pay you.
I guarantee
you. I'll match it to charity. It doesn't matter.
I'll guarantee this. Jack's probably not doing it, but Drake is probably trying to figure out a way to be that guy.
Good. That's even better than Jack. It's probably Drake is on the phone right now with Adam Silver.
Yeah.
Like if those Raptors are anywhere near the finals, I will give $10 million to sit courtside for those games. And Adam Silver would be like, we really can't, but 15, done. Come on in. Come on into the bubble. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, we just learned a new member of the Oakland A's.
Which is?
Bench coach Ryan Christensen.
Oh, right. What did he do?
Well, you know how when you're social distancing, you kind of do like the elbow thing?
Elbow bump, yeah.
Yeah. Well, as players were coming off the field and he came on to give them the old elbow bump, he held his arm in a manner that would ache in a Nazi salute.
Oh, right. Yeah, I saw this. He's kind of, he feels bad.
He feels bad.
Right.
He didn't understand or he didn't realize that would be perceived as a bad thing.
He has not been paying attention. Is it, to the world right now.
He's never, well, that, but he's also never cracked open a history book.
That, probably not.
Obviously. Right? He didn't see, The Last Crusade, Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I mean, it's prominent there, or maybe could we go Saving Private Ryan? He obviously hasn't watched that. What other World War II movies can we bring up?
I can't wait till he gives the rallying speech and says, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? And they go, he actually believes that.
Yeah. I mean, no,
he's on a roll.
You watch the video and, you know, I mean, yeah, he issued a statement apologizing. The Oakland A's issued a statement apologizing on his behalf and letting everyone know that they don't condone that behavior. It's like you know what? That is a pre-written statement that they just have. That's what
right,
I always feel
yeah.
like. I mean, it feels like they've copied it from somebody else. It's like, well, we'll just swap out team name and we'll put ours. But it's just, I don't know the thinking behind it. Hold your arm like that and be like, ah. And even like make the gesture upwards.
Yeah, you don't well, I hope he survives it.
Yeah,
it's a crazy world we live in right now.
Maybe he gets fired, you think? I have no idea.
I hope not. I hope it's an innocent, sorry, I didn't mean it, type of thing. I don't want to lose my livelihood.
Yeah, the good news is...
I don't want to lose my way to support my family over something that was, you know, not unintentional and misconstrued, and I'm sorry I went overboard.
Yeah, good news is that I don't know if many people would notice if he was missing or still there.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
It is the Oakland A's.
All right, Chris Sheridan's going to join us. We'll talk some NBA coming up in 15 minutes as we continue along. It is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.